University Press Audiobooks presents Why Architecture Matters, written by Paul Goldberger, narrated by Michael Pritchard, based on the book published by Yale University Press. Transfers to devices are permitted. File sharing and peer-to-peer usage are not permitted. Introduction. We could not live without architecture, but that is not why it matters. The purpose of this book is to explain what buildings do beyond keeping us out of the rain. Architecture may be able to stake a claim to being necessary to our lives in a way that poetry and literature and painting cannot. But the fact that buildings give us shelter is not the answer to the question posed by the title. If it were as simple as that, there would be nothing left to say. Architecture begins to matter when it goes beyond protecting us from the elements, when it begins to say something about the world, when it begins to take on the qualities of art. You could say that architecture is what happens when people build with an awareness that they are doing something that reaches at least a little bit beyond the practical. It may be as tiny a gesture as painting the front door of a house red, or as grand an undertaking as creating the rose window of a cathedral. It can be as casual as a sliver of decorative molding around a window, or as carefully wrought as the ceiling of a Baroque church. A clapboard farmhouse with a columned porch is architecture. So is a house by Frank Lloyd Wright, in which every inch of every wall, every window, and every door is part of an elaborately considered composition. Wright liked to say that architecture began when he started building his sprawling modern houses on the American prairie.